Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Tom, I think we're going to get an answer very, very soon about Big Ten alignment. And a lot of possibilities floated around. I think most of them are pretty silly.
Okay, is this decision coming soon?
Very soon.
Because when you plan something, the Big Ten is a pretty organized organization, okay? This is just a year out from now. So I would assume they're going to be announcing it. And what's it going to be? And what do you think it should be?
I think it should be strictly geographic. I think you should have Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Indiana, and Purdue in the East. You should have Illinois, Northwestern, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska in the West. I'll tell you why. I think there are three considerations. First of all is geography, making it convenient for the teams and the fans and the students, less travel time. I think that in terms of traditional rivalries, you would have all six protected rivalries or key rivalry games at the end of the season if you chose to go that way. And I think the third idea, and this is where people are getting a little screwed up, is they're trying to predict who's going to be good 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now. 30 years from now, could anyone have guessed that Iowa was going to be what it was? 20 years from now, 20 years ago, could anyone have guessed that Wisconsin was going to be what it is today?
But,
and
yeah.
10 years ago, could anyone have guessed what Michigan is?
Yeah,
today?
But that's a long time. I mean, Iowa's maintained itself since Hayden Fried came on board, what, 1979?
Not necessarily. It went down.
Well, it depends on how you define a long. Well, you're so damn old, being that seems like a short duration of time. But
I'm talking about Kirk Ferentz's first year. They were 1-10.
Yeah, but that still goes up. And I think the Big Ten has Big 12 paranoia of what's going on in that conference, where you have the Big where the South and the North have been. There's so much disparity.
Nebraska takes care of that. If you look at national championships with those natural divisions, you have more national championships in the West. You have more Rose Bowl wins in the West. Thank you, Wisconsin. And it's the East, actually, that comes up a little short, hard as it is to believe.
Have you noticed that, though, all we talk about, the only thing we got on our minds is football?
Because that's the only reason you have divisions.
Yeah, because
there are no divisional setups for the other sports.
In basketball, there's not going to be
any. Not going to have one.
Not
going to
have
four football.
Because you have the postseason tournament. So it's a football decision.
Exactly.
Okay. I actually agree with you because Iowa, Nebraska evens it out to allow for this, to have it. Now, the only thing, the big issue, though, in these divisions is how it's going to affect matchups and who plays who.
Right. And what's wrong with the greatest rivalry in college football? I keep hearing the last week of the season, it's what the Big Ten builds toward, Michigan, Ohio State. Why would you ever change that? Why would you fix what isn't broken? I'm going to rip on your man, David Brandon, here for a minute. Okay. There have been some ridiculous ideas, and Barry Alvarez ought to just shut up, first of all. But this idea of putting Michigan and Ohio State in different divisions, first of all, dilutes the importance of the game. Moving it off the last weekend, Drew Sharp wants to play this thing Labor Day night.
Well, he wants to do the kind of Miami, Florida State thing, right? I
built
don't agree
this
with that
thing. This is the whole Bo and Woody thing. This is what this series was built on. And then the dumbest idea of all, okay, and I hate to tell you where it came from.
Too
much Domino's pizza sauce or something on this, all right? He says, we don't want the non-divisional games to count in the standings.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Oh, yeah. So you could theoretically be 5-7.
No, I don't
win
like
your
that
division.
One. No, that's not
the
right.
The other games wouldn't count. You could go 5-0 in your division, lose everything else, be 5-7, win the Big Ten championship game. You could be a BCS team at 6-7,
yeah,
according
to
David Brandt.
Yeah, you really could. I didn't hear that one.
And why would you want to put Michigan, Ohio State in a different division and then not even count the result? You're turning it into an exhibition game.
Well, here's the other thing. Okay, so how do we know that they're going to be both in the, you know, let them play in the last game, Michigan, Ohio State.
Exactly.
Let Michigan State and Michigan play the second Saturday in October. Thank you, George Perlis, for screwing that up when he wanted to move them into November.
Yeah.
You know, that pissed me off.
Why? You know who the big loser is if they do it the way that Dave Brandon's saying?
Who's that?
It's the University of Michigan. It's the big loser. in the whole thing. Dr. John Braccio has this thing down to a science, and he's going to tell you a little bit later how this is the worst thing could happen.
Well,
Michigan.
He likes
Michigan
it.
Ought to keep right where it is. It's got everything there. All
well,
they have to do
Dr.
is get out
John
of their own
gravitates
way.
Gravitates towards doom and gloom for Michigan, you know, in a very nice way. He likes to predict.
Well, so does the football program presently gravitates toward gloom and doom. Because if they get out of this arrangement with Ohio State and devalue that game, they're going to turn it into Oklahoma-Texas.
Well, you know how to create that value. Win some freaking games. I mean, because this thing is going to go 7 in a row. And when you get set, you get to 7. I mean, Michigan beat Michigan State 8 games in a row.
Right.
You remember that.
Right.
And that tarnishes that rivalry and everything. Right. I mean, they got to get their act together. Michigan's biggest problem is not where they're aligned. They got to get their act together between the lines and at Schembechler Hall and get this thing righted really quick. Because and if a transition isn't, you know, is created here where Rich Rod goes belly up and we got to get a new guy, new offense comes in, going to pro set, you know, who knows how long it's going to take to get that rivalry back. And Ohio State is just humming along. And they're bringing the talented recruits. They're owning the state of Ohio. They're getting kids from Florida. Wide receivers are from Florida. Look out. So that's their biggest problem. And just make that a competitive series for once.
Yeah. And when Michigan fans primarily or Michigan administrators seem to think the idea is that they have to play Ohio State twice. First of all, why would they want two L's? Second of all, let them play back-to-back weeks if that's what it is. That's what Michigan wanted to do anyway a couple years ago in 2006.
Absolutely.
They wanted to play back-to-back games.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with it.
They
so why would you change it?
I agree with you. This is scary. I'm starting to agree with you too much. Very uncomfortable feeling that I'm going through right now, okay? But, you know, think about Jack. All this, you know, really, you know, proactive stuff of leagues realigning and all this stuff, you know, how come – why not just – do the whole thing and get a playoff system. I mean, you're messing the whole thing up right now anyway. You're shaking up the Etch-a-Sketch. You know, we're all starting kind of over right now. Let's just do the whole thing, you know?
I heard a different approach this week, Tom. I'd never heard it before. At first I said, huh, makes a little bit of sense. Don't have any divisions in football. Play the 12 games, 12 teams. Let them go at it. Let them play 9 conference games.
I mean, no conferences.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. Just rotate it around. Take your top 2 teams at the end of the year. And it doesn't matter where they are geographically, conference-wise. Take your top 2 teams and they play in a championship game. Don't need divisions. We need divisions for. You don't have divisions in basketball. Don't have divisions in football.
No,
just take your top 2 teams.
I still like bowl games. I watch a lot of bowl games. And I like the fact that you know there's a lot of teams that, you know, Iowa winning bowl games, they feel good all year.
Well, here's what's going to happen with these divisions. Some year, and I don't know which year and I don't know which division, but you're going to have 3 teams in one division that are strong. It's like the Yankees and the Rays
right.
and the Red Sox.
Right.
And then you're going to have a division that's really down. And you're going to have what you have in the Big 12. And you're going to have a team that's 12-0 and ranked 1 or 2 playing a team that's 7-5. Just take your 2 best teams and let them play for the championship.
You might have something there. We'll see what Dr. John B. has coming up next.
Dr. John Braccio and Draymond Green will be with us. Wow. How about that Michigan State basketball schedule? Unbelievable. Might be the best of the Tom Izzo era.
Well, they got the talent to adhere to it.
They've got a 10 o'clock home game, too. How
wow.
about that against South Carolina? We'll be right back with more of the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.